The group Citizens Climate Lobby is promoting what it calls a free market solution to climate change. It's called Carbon Fee and Dividend. John Sandvig, a retired engineer who volunteers for the group, says the federal government would levy a $15 per ton fee on carbon-emitting fuels such as crude oil as they're extracted. That fee would be passed on as fuels move through the process, leading to higher prices at the pump and wherever else you buy carbon-emitting fuels. And he says while consumers would pay higher prices, they would get some or all of it back in the form of a dividend. Those carbon fuel fees would be collected and then periodically redistributed to consumers. Think getting a check in the mail. Over the years, he says the carbon fee would increase, making those fuels less attractive compared to non-carbon sources such as wind or solar, and that would lead for more opportunities for companies in so-called green energy industries. Sandvig believes market-based solutions have the best chance of gaining support in the current political climate, where many question whether climate change is even real.
We believe fervently that it is not a liberal or progressive issue. It's not even a political issue. That there are many conservatives who also believe that climate is changing, that humans cause it, and that we need to do something about it.
The Citizens Climate Lobby, Audubon Washington, the Lands Council, and 350 Spokane are holding a public meeting tonight at 7 on the WSU Spokane campus. Another meeting will be held Friday from 5:30 to 7 in the Sandpoint Community Hall. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.